Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Well, good evening, Stroker Boys. It's evening here, Sunday night at 11:45 Eastern Standard Time, and it's Miss Mandy saying hi to all you strokers out there. And if you're listening to this during the week or in the morning, that's good too. I just want to give a little bit of advertisement for my website. It's Strokes for Me, and I like to give guided masturbation. So, take a look at the site. There's about 300 pages on it, and my blog has 900 and something like a day and a half's worth of free audio, so enjoy all that. And if you want to talk to me live, which will guarantee you some hot stroking fun, and you know that I'm liable to make you addicted to me, my number is 1-877-732-6360. I also happen to have a special, which is 20 minutes for $20. And, you know, I can keep you hard for 20 minutes, and I can make you come extra hard. Okay, enough of the advertisement. Let me get on with this blog post, and I'm happy to announce that my T-Boy is back. For those of you familiar with my blog, you'll know that I had done a lot of online training with T-Boy. We go way back. We had, I don't know, 40 or 60 or 80 sessions that I posted about. So you can look in the categories section, scroll all the way down, and you'll see T-Boy, and click on those. And you can start at the last one on the list, which will be the first one that we did, and work your way through and see if you can progress like T-Boy progressed with his guided masturbation sessions. I have to say that he is an expert. There's a dialogue that I did in there with him that is really interesting. You'll have to dig your way through to find it, and it's quite fascinating. So let me tell you what the latest is. I decided to retrain T-Boy. He's an edge expert. Edging, as you know, is stroking to right about where you might come and stopping, like putting the brakes on. And he likes to do that. And what happens is, if you do it repeatedly, repeated orgasm denial, especially if you get yourself all worked up, builds up these endorphins in your brain and apparently makes you feel like you're high. So that's the benefit of this. So our lesson last night was I was allowing him 20 minutes of stroking per hour all night long. And he was quite amazed that I gave him such a difficult session. I'm going to read you what he wrote about it. I asked him to let me know how he felt about the lesson, and this is what he wrote. Being a self-confessed stroking addict, it was to be expected that Mistress Mandy would find a way to exploit my addiction and push me to my very limits. Last night, she gave me one of her assignments to further cause me to fall deeper into devotion of Mistress Mandy. I was instructed to stroke and edge every hour through the entire night. I set my alarm to wake me each hour so I could begin my stroking and bring myself right to the edge of release, and then ride the edge for as long as I could without coming. Mistress Mandy controls my cock, and when I come, so I certainly wasn't about to come without her permission. She had told me that unless I obeyed her, I wouldn't be coming any time soon. I am completely under her control, and as she helps me break my addiction to stroking and fall under a total addiction to Mistress Mandy. By about 4 a.m., my cock was swollen and angry from all the attention, and my balls had swollen to the size of tangerines full of unreleased cum. I massaged my balls, and they ached from being filled to capacity with no draining in sight. My cock leaked pre-cum like a dripping faucet as I slept, and the wet spot on my sheet grew as the hours ticked away. My cock stayed in a semi-erect state as my mind spun with thoughts of being completely dominated by Mistress Mandy. She filled my dreams with her beauty and overflowing sexuality. I wanted her more and more. I needed her more than air, food, and water. But that's exactly how she wanted it, and I could see her taunting me so deliciously. By morning, my cock was still rock hard, and my balls still stretched like overfilled balloons waiting to burst. I know that I would do anything for my Mistress Mandy. I hope she will give me release soon, but I am not counting on it. So, stroker boys, do you aspire to T-Boy's level of advanced edging? Well, it is something to dream about. He has big shoes to fill. So call Mistress Mandy. I can guide your masturbation. I can put you on a stroking regime. And of course, I will make you addicted to Mistress Mandy. Bye-bye for now, stroker boys. Enjoy. Mwah.